This is music. Oh my gosh, bigoted, bigoted religiosity. Ban it. The state is gone. Ban it.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is not Alex Jones, it is I, Piers Morgan, who openly came out, what was it, last Friday, about that Duck Dynasty bedraggled, bearded buffoon. Then I said, I want him banned. Here's my exact headline from that Drudge Report rat. It says, Piers Morgan, First Amendment, couldn't protect vile bigots like Phil Robertson. And I am very pleased to announce to everyone, I have the headlines here in front of me, banning Christmas trees in Texas, banning everything, make it all illegal. Here's the Newsmax headline, Christmas trees banned at Texas school called draconian. I don't think it's draconian for Dracul. The symbol of my queen is a red dragon, and the red dragon sees Christ and any signet of the cross as an enemy to our overall operation. Once we have taken your firearms, we will be able to sap on your liberties, your property, and finally your children. As the great Savelle has done, we are here broadcasting worldwide, and I am the mighty, the tyrannical, the gigantic pig creature, Piers the Coward Morgan. And I am here to let you all know that I agree with restricting the First Amendment on this Christmas day. Now that country bumpkin, pumpkin-headed, redneck, filthy, gigantic, ape-like Texan who looks like a gorilla at feeding time at the zoo has seen a giant bucket full of bananas as he desires to be free upon the land, living in liberty and not in my greater dungeon. I heard that porcine pimp of freedom promoting the night before Christmas. And so I have demanded of my slave that he complete the night before Christmas and come back to you live on the other side of this Christmas Day edition, the 25th of December, 2013. And know that in 2014, we will get your guns. There will be more stage shootings. We will start more wars. We will fund Al-Qaeda to gut every Christian in Africa, North Africa, into the Maghreb of the Middle East, and our hellish forces will rise, and we will talk in a trendy voice so that you think we're non-threatening, but our true aim is total domination.
Oh, excuse me. I'm trendy and genteel. Hand in the firearms so that we might be trendy.
Tea, my friend. Let me bound your arms and legs.
Oh, excuse me. So that we might be friendly. And so that, we won't be turning in our firearms in the power structure. We won't be backing off at the lease in any way. Again, as I said, we're going to go to break in a moment. And just remember, the state is God. Don't resist. Don't speak up. Don't get angry or raise your voice. Oh, that discredits you. Don't do that. That is exactly what will defeat us. I mean, rare truthfulness. I should have had Alex back on, but I didn't because we defeated him so badly. Record ratings for us. We didn't have him back on because he discredited himself so well. And we don't want to have him discredit himself again. No, not more of that blasphemous music. Turn it off. Now, that is a direct... You there in the control room, I will shut that racist, bigoted, knives on a chalkboard. Shut it down. There's nothing worse than a redneck pumpkin head than the music. Ah.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Is this Christmas music? This is censored. This is illegal.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Oh, come, Emmanuel.
Report this to Homeland Security. Immediately, they are allowed to have any culture pre-globalist. They will resist us. We must eradicate everything until they only worship corporate media. Kanye West and anything other than mindlessness must be banned. Justin Bieber must be the signet, their hero. If they look upwards to the stars, if they honor trailblazers, they will escape us undoubtedly. Oh, we just broke in there, ladies and gentlemen, and took over from the New World Order. That's part of our fairness doctrine, though, is to give them some of their own time. To let the establishment come out and basically promote their own ideas. And then we'll go back into promoting our ideas, which are liberty, freedom, human empowerment, and the fact that you have free will. Doesn't mean I have to agree with your lifestyle or what you stand for, as long as you don't try to control my life and tell me what to do. The problem is, in the name of equality, the system has created an incredible police state where they can hide their failures, cover up their lies, and then demonize those that are engaged in any type of opposition to what they're up to. You know, I talked about this yesterday. It is, by the way, again, Christmas Day, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're listening in the last segment, that was not really Piers Morgan. That was yours truly having a little bit of fun. Because when I end up taping these special broadcasts for days like Christmas, we're not live, but at least it's original. I tend to do it at night after I've been working a long day. And, well, I'm a little bit less inhibited in the evening and have some fun. Because you got to have gallows humor with all of this. You got to do it or you would literally go crazy. But I see articles like this that I mentioned yesterday from Reuters. Superbug bacteria widespread in U.S. chicken. Consumer Group has done a study and shows about half of the raw chicken breasts in a nationwide sampling carried antibiotic-resistant superbug bacteria. A U.S. Consumer Group said on Thursday, calling for stricter limits on the use of medicines on livestock. It could make it more difficult to treat people if they became ill after eating chicken with antibiotic-resistant bacteria, said Consumer Reports, which describes itself as the world's largest independent product testing organization. And let me just give you this gift on Christmas here. I'm thankful for a lot of things. And it's this. The globalists know full well what they're doing, and they're trying to produce super plagues naturally through antibiotics and over-vaccination that they can then blame basically on an organic outbreak. That is a natural outbreak. So they don't get the final comeuppance and don't get the karmic weight of it. And again, that's their mindset, their view of it. And a lot of them have written this, but they say the super plagues are coming and it's going to wipe everything out. And my issue is I have had a cousin die, my uncle be extremely ill in the hospital for weeks. And I've seen a lot of people outside of Texas I know die. And they've done the actual swabs and sent them off to all different private groups, you name it. The CDC won't return them. I've talked to the doctors. I won't tell them what it is. But private labs have tested it. And it's some type of drug-resistant, antibiotics-resistant microplasm or microscopic microbacteria, basically. Protobacteria. And then I'm seeing articles saying, oh, it's flu. We think it's the flu. But then I even know people in the hospitals they're talking about in Tyler, Texas, outside Houston and other places. So South Texas, Northeast Texas, Tyler. I have family and friends that are in these. I know they've done the test. They do the flu test a couple days. It isn't the flu. They can't find regular bacteria. They can't find other viruses. It's a microplasm. And then I'm reading, oh, my gosh, you know, it's the flu. Go get the flu shot, which only lowers your immune system in the major studies. They never guess a year before the right flu. If you don't guess the right one, it doesn't do anything. It's a fraud. This is a government caught in all this secret testing against the population over and over and over again. So why on earth would we believe anything they say or do now? And then I read about how half the chicken, that means you leave it on your countertop, you touch it, whatever, it makes salmonella look tame, have bacteria where the chickens have been fed the most powerful antibiotics to even make their kidneys fail, so that in these infested, hellish, giant facilities where they can have a million birds in one building, where the people that work there wear respirators because of all the ammonia, the urine, and the feces, and these animals in hellish conditions, all of this factory farming is going to come back on us, the humans. You create an artificial environment where they're even breeding chickens that don't have beaks or cutting their beaks off. They don't even have proper legs. They're in tiny cages being force-fed. You know, and you pay a dollar less or something for a chicken that's bred like this and live like this instead of getting an open-range one. And I'm not some big animal rights activist, but I'm telling you, folks, what you do to little things comes back on you. And I am for humane raising them, animals, open air, and then humane slaughter. And that's something that you can say that's truly liberal. You reap what you sow. What you do to things comes back on you. And now they are feeding them these antibiotics to stop the super plagues of bacteria, viruses, mites. I mean, I have been in turkey plants because I worked for large animal vets and stuff and had buddies that worked on them. They would say, look at this. And, I mean, I've been inside of them, and it is a concentration camp from hell. I mean, and look, I'm somebody who's been in a cow slaughterhouse. They bring them in. They're all scared. They hit them with big gas-powered, you know, air-powered jacks in the head. That I can handle because we're slaughtering animals. We're eating them. At least they die in a few minutes. And that's still inhumane, and I don't like it. It's a lot better on the farm where you take a cow, they don't know what's coming, you shoot them in the head, haul them up, and butcher them. They die instantly. But the issue here is they want to ban that instead of all the big factory farms. And it's the factory farms actually lobbying in Europe and here to shut down regular family farms with regulations, which is more humane, so their operations can operate. And I'm telling you, that's where this type of plague is coming from. I want to be thankful on Christmas Day. I want to be thankful for my family. I want to be thankful for my health. I want to be thankful to my God and Creator, Jesus Christ, for consciousness. I want to be thankful for my forebears who weren't perfect, but were trailblazers in liberty and brought us the freest, most wealthy country in world history that, of course, got overrun by the corrupt. They always take over whatever's the most powerful to use as their own system. And I want to be thankful for all of you out there that have supported us over the years, and we just couldn't do any of this without you. And I am a cracked and failed vessel in many levels, but I'm still willing, and I'm stupid and ignorant like Private Joker, but I've got guts, and guts is enough to quote Full Metal Jacket and the great Stanley Kubrick. So to all of you, I hope you've had a great Christmas. Spend it with your family. I'm honored you're tuning in on Christmas Day. To all our friends in the alternative media, and you know who you are, thank you so much for all you've done for us and the pitiful things I'm up to half the time. But everyone's recognized that InfoWars and our crew, though pitiful at times, have also reached the heights of the stars in human liberty and have really been uncensored and unscripted and have done some amazing things together. And so I have just been absolutely incredibly, dynamically honored to be here and to talk to you. And 2013 has been a great year for liberty, but a horrible year for tyranny. The best of times, the worst of times. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And we've seen all of that demonstrated here this year. And we're really seeing the authoritarianism of the so-called left right now, who are about as left, about as liberal as Hitler, who, by the way, was a socialist. These terms mean nothing. It's about freedom. It's about slavery. It's about authoritarians, and it's about libertarians. It's about autocrat control freaks, and it's about people lovers. Man, I love people. I love black people. I love old people. I love white people. I love young people. I love people from Europe. I love people from Asia. I love people from Latin America. I love people from the North Pole. I love straight people. I love gay people. I like everybody. But I don't like the system claiming it represents different groups and playing us off against each other. And I have had enough of people trying to govern my life and your life. And I'm just here not claiming I got all the answers. But I'm here to tell you the establishment has the answers, the answer to their technotronic, technological, technocratic takeover. And it's an answer that we aren't part of. It's an equation we don't exist in. And it's a fraud. And these people are the last individuals that should be running our society. So whether you're an atheist or an agnostic, Jewish, Muslim, Christian, Zoroaster, Hindu, Buddhist, or a globalist minion, I care about you and want you to have a future. But if you're a transhumanist, anti-human, technocrat, control freak that thinks they're better than everybody and has an overriding instinct to dominate and destroy diversity in the name of diversity and override us with your plastic corporate garbage, I got some news for you. As for me and mine, we know who you are, we know where you come from, and we know where you live. Just like you know where we live with the NSA. It's a small world, and everybody knows where everybody lives. And you're not going to turn something like this loose. You're not going to bring in a tyranny like this and get away with it. And in your bones and in your guts and in your sinew, you know that that is the case. And as one human to another, man to man, I'm telling you, stop cheating humanity. Stop cheating your ancestors. Stop cheating this species, because you will never get away with the crap you pulled. InfoWars.com on this Christmas Day, worldwide edition. playing the sacrilegious Christian music that makes the statist and their god of the state and all its devilish production, all its devilish fruit, get angry. Yesterday, I only read about a third of The Night Before Christmas. When we come back, I'll attempt to read the whole thing unfettered with limited commentary. Straight ahead.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Whatever happened to Christmas?
Oh, it's hard to turn music like that off.
It's gone and left no trace.
Even if you don't like Christmas or Christianity, don't you like beauty?
Whatever happened
I can go hear some Hindu song or some Jewish song or that Middle Eastern music. I love that stuff. I mean, why? I'm like, oh, that's offensive. Turn that off. Oh, my gosh.
Whatever happened to Christmas?
I love Christmas.
Christmas,
you know, for so long, I was so focused on fighting the New World Order, and they commercialized Christmas so much, I turned my back on it. Now, more than ever, the older I get, the more I love sentimentality. The more I love memories, family, and everything that happens.
Remember.
All right, look, I butchered this yesterday. I did about a third of the night before Christmas and went into a histrionic rant. Let me just read the night before Christmas, actually, without adding any comments, because it really is some good poetry. I forget who wrote the night before Christmas. Let's look that up. You can tell me in my ear in a minute. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. And to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, on Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wind hurricane fly, when they met with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed in a fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose, like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. And the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of his pipe he held tight in his teeth. And the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He held a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right old jolly elf, and he laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings. They turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside to his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to the team, and gave a whistle. And away they all flew, like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. And there is my reading of It Was the Night Before Christmas. Plymouth Clark Moore. When was that written? 1800s. I love literature. I love beauty. I love it all. And I will defend it to the end against the usurper. And I know you join me in that. They found the year, 1823. All right, well, great job to the crew. Coming up, we've got a bunch of key interviews and more on this Christmas Day. John B. Wells will join us of Coast to Coast AM. Gerald Celente and more on this Christmas Day, worldwide transmission. But I thought I would come in and record a bit so that we could be here live together. I am so honored and so blessed. That's why I hate it when you call in and say, what a great job I'm doing. I am just so humble and so destroyed by your gaze and by your support that I don't ever imagine I can live up to all of your dreams. Your dreams are wonderment, and they are the answer to the evil. I love you all. Christ loves you all. And I hope you've had a merry, merry Christmas with you and yours. Great job, crew. We'll see you back tomorrow with an original transmission worldwide. More of the evil Christmas music.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. Enough. Enough.
enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now.
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. We will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene laid out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take us.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live on this Wednesday, the 11th day of December, 2013. And John B. Wells, host of Coast to Coast AM, along with the great George Norrie and others, is a veteran radio host and voice actor with credits ranging from radio stations and TV shows to movies and advertisements. But I like him for his libertarian, constitutional, classical conservative views, and just enjoy listening to his show. It's one of my favorite times to listen to Coast AM. And he's done advertisements and worked for big companies, you name it, in all seven continents. He's also a musician, writer, composer, martial artist, and aviator. In addition to serving as the announcer for CBS's Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn, Wells has lent his voice to Oliver Stone's JFK, talk radio films, and appeared in many other films. He's also recently voiced promos for Discovery Channel's Deadliest Catch and Gold Rush. After frequently serving as a guest host on Coast to Coast AM, he, the last few years now, has been hosting it. It's very, very popular. And so, in fact, one of the most popular time slots there. So we're very excited to have him. CaravanToMidnight.com, JBWells.com are his websites. And I saw him up there at the whole JFK 50th, and then he was there with us for about 4 hours, left a little while before the police attacked us. We thought it was all over before the deputies attacked us. And so we had him on from the road there, went out to dinner, really enjoyed getting the chance to hang out with him. So I invited him down to Austin, Texas. So he hopped on a flight from Big D, like a 25-minute flight, and came in here. And he's with us for the second half of the transmission. And I told him, I said, what do you want to talk about this morning before he flew here? He said, whatever you want to cover. It's like when I go on his show. And then I said, well, I mean, what do you want to cover? And he said, look, just throw out questions at me, and then I'll try to give you my take on them. Now, you know how I am, John. As soon as I start talking, or if you pause for me, I'll jump in. So you're here. I want you to be able to talk some and go over all these articles. So I'm going to throw a lot of subjects out at you today and just randomly get your take on it. Bitcoin.
Set up. Nothing is, by the way, it's great to see you.
Good to see you, buddy.
Fabulous complex you have, and all your people are so nice and professional to get it done. It's a really smoking crew. I like it.
Well, we're really about to go to the next level, so we're running around like an anthill.
Yeah, this whole Bitcoin thing, I subscribe to the proposition that none of this stuff is by accident, and everything that we see, it's like, look the other way. And you know, the noises come from over there. Look that way. That's where the action is. So I started. I was behind the curve pretty bad on Bitcoin because I don't play around with the financial markets. I'm not interested in stock investment or any of that. I just observe what's going on. Hey, the market crashed. Well, that's bad. Market's up. Okay. Oh yeah, there was that quantitative easing. That's probably why the market's up. Okay. And that's about the extent of it. But Bitcoin started becoming more, a term more and more frequently used. And I just thought, this stuff is getting just a little bit too much play for it to be some really revolutionary idea in mercantilism. And, of course, when it hit the papers yesterday, so to speak, that J.P. Morgan is going to upgrade their patent on their version of Bitcoin from 1999. Oh, and then the little sub-headline was, persons could make transactions anonymously. There's no such thing as an anonymous transaction over the internet. That's just rubbish. So to me, it's like, okay, there's your one world currency in the making, particularly if J.P. Morgan's behind it, because they're behind everything that has anything to do with money and have been since there was a J.P. Morgan.
Well, I'm on record saying that this is the type of thing that I think J.P. Morgan or Goldman Sachs is behind. And I'm not saying that unequivocally, but I've always not followed my gut, even though it's always been right. Now I follow my gut.
Yes.
And my life just gets better and better and better by the millisecond because the gut's running things now. The brain already knows what's going on, and intellectually I see a lot of stuff that's wrong with it. And here's my issue. They keep saying in the last 5 years we need a new bubble. They said we're going to come out with a new digital global currency, but we need to call it something other than SDRs, strategic drawing rights. They said they want $100 trillion in new liquidity from taxpayers. So they run it out there like it's this new crypto thing against them. A bunch of people jump on it like the tulip bubble, you know, where tulips were going for the equivalent of $1 million and then a month later were worth nothing in Europe. People can look up that as a case. It has all the signs and handiwork of the same tailor. This suit was cut from the same cloth. Now, I'm not saying people can't make money in the run-up of it. I don't want the bad mojo, the bad karma, reap what you sow. If my gut tells me there's something wrong with it, forgive me, I'm just saying danger Will Robinson. You know, we have something approaching from the east, very large, very dangerous. And I totally concur with what your gut is telling you. And now it's, oh, they had a patent 14 years ago of something. And this comes out of Austria, and no one will say where it is. And it's been pumped in the liberty movement. They may even destroy this and roll something else out and then blame us. I'm not getting blamed when it all goes belly up.
The thing is that the most fundamental concept of capitalism is one that I believe most people don't understand, and that is these contractions have to occur. If you just read the back of any credit card statement, any institution's the specifics and the details of what your loan is going to cost you, you see that, I mean, back in the 80s even, I thought, you know, we've got M1 and M2. M1 is the cash and the checking accounts and savings accounts. M2 is basically paper money. Well, if a day came when all of that debt came due, there's not enough money in the entire system to pay it all. So what happens is we see these bubbles, you see expand, and then there's a contraction. There's only one or two ways to manage your monetary system, and that is to collapse it every once in a while and throw a few players out. They bankrupt them, they foreclose on them, they resell, and then the expansion starts again. So now that this globalistic economy has come into play, well, the danger factor goes even higher because now instead of just various markets and maybe even one country having a capitalistic contraction, now there's a possibility the entire world could have a capitalistic contraction. And to salvage it, lots and lots of players will have to be thrown out, lots of foreclosures, lots of property seized.
The globalists have used fractional reserve banking and the boom-bust cycle to gain dominant control. Now they openly say they're going to have one giant meltdown, pose as the saviors during it, make us accept a new digital global currency that we pay carbon taxes to back, that then surveils all human activity through the Panopticon NSA grid that's actually global. And then they can selectively shut down all their competition with selective enforcement. That is a high-tech total tyranny. And that, John B. Wells, as you've accurately broken it down, is the New World Order capstone, the master plan. And how do we get the general public that they're smart enough to know, to watch SportsCenter and to know everything about the NFL? They've got to learn about the world. People aren't successful because you don't know how the world really works. You know about your sitcom people and your football people, you know, the male soap operas. And I get football, folks. I like it, too. The point is that I'm not that smart, and I figured this out. John's a smart guy. He figured it out. And it's all coming towards a very bad design contraction. So what do we do about it?
Well, I don't really know what we do about it, because the other component is one that we've discussed before, and that is taking some of the players out may equate to literally taking some of the players out. In other words, big conflagration. I was reading about the, you know, if there is a huge solar what do you call it, a coronal mass ejection and so forth that took down the grid. I mean, I believe it was on InfoWars that the potential to eliminate 9 out of 10 people because of civil unrest and this and that and the other because your grid goes down, that's...
Yeah, the Pentagon says that. And now they know on average every 100 years or so we get hit by one big enough that when it hit last time, it blew out most of the electricity in large areas of the world. Imagine if that hits now.
Well, the population is high strung enough as it is. I mean, they're as tight as a bowstring as it is. Somebody is waiting for something bad to happen. Oh, it's not just somebody. It's this entire group. Well, which group? I mean, is it the poor group? Is it the patriot group? Is it the conservative group? Is it the liberal group? Who's waiting for something to happen? Everybody's waiting for something to happen. And you ask, what can people do about it? The thing is train yourself to look in the opposite direction from where the noise is coming. And I think we're a few months off from determining how we're going to survive, let alone succeed. Maybe the success will come later. But I think we're looking at a scenario within the next 6 to 8 months. It could be quite dramatic. I mean, all these antics from the executive office. This routine circumvention of the Constitution, this unbelievable militarization of the police departments, and these people are just running around shooting like ever before. Now, people can say, well, you got the internet now, so they can make a case for saying, no, that's just stuff that happened all the time, always has happened, and you're just hearing about it now because communications methods have improved. It's like, not really. There are more frequency, there's a greater frequency of cops shooting people that should not have been shot. I mean, this guy that shot this kid with the BB gun is back on duty. Now, the one that shot at the car in New Mexico, he gets fired. But the one who killed the kid is back on duty.
Well, we all see the videos where a lab jumps out of the car because the cop opens it. The tail's wagging. Anybody knows a dog that's friendly. And then the cop just shoots it.
I mean, what is this? Why is this happening? Why are the policemen that we trusted when they showed up? It's like, oh, good, relief, help is here. They'll help us. I mean, to me, it's almost as though every confrontation with the police officer is potentially life-threatening now.
Well, that's because they've been trained to be warriors, and if a Marine doesn't act first, he'll be dead Marine. That's what this guy that shot the 13-year-old with the airsoft gun said in SWAT magazine. He said, you've got to act even... if you don't know what you're doing, just some action is good. Well, that's not true.
Well, that's not public service either.
But, I mean, he's not fighting the Taliban.
No.
It's not like he was in Afghanistan and the guy had something that looked like a rifle and turned around and he shot him. You'd be like, yeah, it's a war zone. It's a rural area of Northern California with a kid with a plastic pellet gun.
It's just beyond anything I've ever seen. I don't understand why you can't pull your pistol out and march up going... put your hands in plain sight or I'm going to start shooting. I'm warning you, don't do anything else. And then if somebody makes a threatening move, it's like, well, there's always a kneecap or a leg or an arm or a shoulder or something. You don't have to dump your whole magazine in the person. But I think they do that.
Well, they train them in instinctive shooting to kill them immediately. That's why we had a case in Austin where a guy with no criminal record got pulled over. Officer said, you know, get out of the car from his little loudspeaker or whatever. And the guy gets out with his wallet in his hand and the cop just instantly, like he was a gunslinger, starts firing at him. And listen, I had an Austin cop pull me over for speeding about 10 miles an hour in Northwest Hills when I was a senior in high school. My mom said, go get me frozen yogurt. And I said, okay, because, you know, them helping me get a car meant that I would do errands for them constantly,
right.
Which I like doing. So I go up and my weight belt sitting in the front of the seat, green Mustang, cop pulls me over right by my house, like 300 yards away. He walks up, hey, how you doing? License registration, you know your speed. All of a sudden, hands on the wheel, ah! He had the gun to my head, just going, ah! And he was like, get out. And he was like, oh, never mind. And luckily, nowadays they'd beat me up or something because they were wrong and prove they were. And he goes, oh, it's a white belt. oh, okay, well, I thought it was a knife scabbard or a gun, and I was just like, okay. And he let me go, but, I mean, the thing was, I was more calm with him with a gun to my head screaming. and
he was, and he's holding the gun.
Yeah. And, I mean, obviously, the guy pulls up, I'm like, hey, yeah, sorry. You know, boom, gun, two, you know, like, I mean, what is that?
Psychosis. That's what it is. I mean,
well, if they're so afraid, they shouldn't be a cop.
That's correct.
That's
absolutely correct. I mean, DPS officers, Texas State Police, they typically don't act that way. Now, I'm not saying they're angels. They're not. You don't mess with the DPS. These are serious cats. They really are. But they've got a calm demeanor about them. And now, if as what happened in Fort Worth, Texas, some years ago, the DPS says, stop what you're doing, and you speed off, and he's on your truck, and he goes, stop the vehicle, and the guy doesn't do it, so he goes, boom.
No, well, that's different.
That's asking for it, you know. Yeah. That's a Texas state policeman that's clinging to your vehicle is telling you to stop the vehicle.
Yeah, well, that's life-threatening.
That's different. But just to flip out because of a weight belt in the seat, it's like, what's wrong with you? And I think a lot of these guys are probably ex-military when they come back from being in the stuff over there. What are they going to do? How can they apply those skills? And they're already jacked up.
Well, I would be completely exhausted every day if I just ran around with my eyes bugged out thinking everybody was out to get me. Because I did some competitive shooting, and it was like more than half of them were cops involved in it. I got out of it because they were so whacked out. And literally just acting like Rambo.
Yeah.
And just thinking people are hiding under the, you know.
Well, you know, a lot of people drink. A lot of people take Prozac-based antidepressants. A lot of these police are under. I think part of the problem is that the society is so big now. I mean, literally in numbers, physical numbers, that they are exposed to so much ugliness that it affects you. You can't see somebody.
Oh, I agree. Just reading the news every day, I've become pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's enough to make you walk on the side of your head.
We'll be right back, John. Amazing. The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
They don't want to see us unite. All they want us to do is keep on pushing and fighting.
CaravanToMidnight.com is an excellent website of John B. Wells. You can hear him Saturday nights on Coast to Coast AM on over, 600 stations or something around the country. And many stations that we're also carried by. And he's here in studio with us. We're going to open the phones up in the next hour. We're going to get into the state of the media. He was asking during the break, how long will they let us continue to do this? That's the big question. We're going to talk about that. We're going to get into Obama and his executive power grabs, the Middle East, the government funding Al-Qaeda, all of this, and a bunch of news I haven't covered yet. Briefly, it is Christmas. It's the holiday season. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com with the great products only helps fund our operation here. I mean, we couldn't do it without you. And then it also helps you have great health, great products for you and your family. The Nascent Iodine, the proprietary blend, has just done so much for my body, my skin, my thyroid, my brain. It's just amazing. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com. Our new Arabica, Chiapas High, mountain grown, beyond fair trade, right from the co-ops. Coffee is just the best out there. It's my favorite coffee. You may differ, but, you know, get a bag. It's very fairly priced. We've got several blends there and also one with reishi mushrooms for your immune system and more at InfoWarsLife.com. And finally, you know, it's really important to give the gift of, the Nascent Iodine or the Fluoride Shield or the Super Male Vitality, because everybody that ends up taking this goes, man, Alex, you're not joking. This is really great coffee. Let's face it, it's a supplement to, or, hey, Alex, you're not playing games about this Nascent and Iodine. This is so different. Look, I discover incredible things. I bring them to you. And we just launched the Maiden1776.com brass belt buckles with George Washington and, you know, Down with Tyranny and the new Made in America apparel line. That's how we're funding the building of our media operations. That's also available at InfoWarsStore.com or Maiden1776.com. We have Made in America flags that are high quality, not made in China by slaves. So a lot of unprecedented stuff up there on the site. John, this is a quick segment, obviously. I want to get into the subjects you raised, but you were talking about you know, wanting to get into Mandela a little bit. What's your take on Nelson Mandela and that collection of communist and socialist leaders and dictators meeting, and nobody in our media pointing it out, really?
Well, this mainstream media of ours, we know it's bought and paid for. We know that it is. Gals like Amber Lyon, who said, we were paid to run some stories, we were paid not to run some stories. That pretty much says it all, and they're all doing it.
$400,000 to not run a story by the government of Qatar.
That's right. And what happened to the story about Iceland in 08? This goes back to May of 2012, not 08, May of 2012. They threw out their whole government. They rewrote the Constitution to preclude any corporate fraud. They're refunding to every household. There's only 320,000 people. Okay, I understand that, but that's a small GDP, too.
They'd signed them on to hundreds of billions that wasn't their debt.
That's right, and they just said no. And they stopped it. And CNN's like, oh, well, we're following the story. It's like, well, why don't you follow a little bit closer, because it's over a year old. Now, what would happen if in this country that went out over mainstream media? That's like, these people threw out their government, threw them out. They arrested the banksters. They seized their assets. They jailed them. And that's how it is. They rewrote the Constitution so that this cannot happen again. We wouldn't want any Americans getting those sorts of ideas, now would we?
You're right. Iceland is the model. And just like in Greece and everywhere else, it turned out over 90% of the debt they've been signed onto was actually British bank debt. No connection to them. Remember, the British government was trying to arrest people for terrorism or not letting them leave Iceland or use British Airways. Then it turned around. It was all a fraud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you said it was a short segment, so we'll get to Mandela later. But everything we're being presented with is a borderline fraud. I mean, they just want us to toe the line, go forward, be good little boys and girls, and don't ask questions. In other words, they don't care what you know. All they care about is how much you care.
That's right.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.